Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Because I have come from, I have a past, you know.
Not you have a past.
I've lived.
Well, not you being human.
I'm just turning my phone on silent. Okay.
And then are we staying here after or going in there?
I think someone else is in here. Can we stay in here, Remy?
I think we have another show in.
Okay, so then we just got to bounce over there.
Can I get a quick 1-2 from everybody?
1-2-3-4-5.
Cool. 1-2-3-4-5.
Now you know I'm loud as hell.
Turn it down. That,
right. Turn me down. Uh-huh.
Mic check. 1-2-3-4-5.
I don't have like a format or anything. That's fine. I just like talk shit.
And I know how to just talk shit back.
Yeah.
So. You guys have a format for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Some of them do. Like it's questions and stuff. But all right. What's up, guys? We're here with Horrible Decisions, Mandy.
Oh,
and
no.
Weezy.
You need to restart that.
Why? The energy?
I mean, we need more energy.
No. I just told you there's no format to this
shit. I don't care. I'm wearing the sluttiest outfit. If that was your attitude?
Bro. I come from the TV
world. People did shit on our
No. I come from the TV world where everything has to be like high energy and shit. Okay. And like I had like a talk show once and I was not myself. And like this is me. You know what I'm saying? That was authentic right there.
Oh, okay.
That was authentic. I'll give you another one.
No.
I want you to feel good.
Y'all heard how he did it. Let's see if your second one's better.
With horrible decisions.
First of all, I don't...
It was real like... Hey guys,
you better be leaving.
Horrible decision here.
I don't
that
even
was crazy.
Give you, that shit. I like when we're just talking about random shit and the cameras just start rolling. But you guys got me nervous. So
No.
We better not have you nervous.
And you better leave this thing because we're going to all vote if you did one or two better.
Nah, yeah, I'm going to suck at this. Yeah. My goal is to suck
My goal is to suck at podcasting.
I'll be good at it.
I'm glad you added at podcasting.
Yeah.
Because your goal to suck was, you know.
Yeah.
Okay,
wild.
Ready?
Not penis.
One, two.
Okay.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. We're here with Horrible Decisions, Mandy and Weezy.
The whores?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm leaving in the first one.
Yeah, too. I like that first one. The low energy one.
That one was scary.
Which is also crazy because it's evening and you are drinking coffee. So
I know. I have like a weird association. When I'm podcasting, I need like the coffee.
It feels like
I'm not mad at that.
I need to feel like I'm fucking going crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What are you drinking? Henny?
Stella.
Stella. Oh shit.
Yeah,
nice.
I was gonna drink. I went next door and you know they have like the little Japanese market. So I went in there, had some weird shit, and I was like, I don't like this. I'm trying to get ready for Tokyo because I'm going there. So
you're
like
going to tomorrow or some shit? Don't
what?
You? Aren't you hopping on a flight soon?
Oh no. Actually going tomorrow. I'm hopping on a flight. No, I'm lying. Not a flight, but I'm going on a train. I'm going to see Larry David.
Oh.
I'm really, really excited.
Oh, cool. Where is he?
Yeah, he's in D.C. He's doing a conversation in D.C. and a show in Boston. And
like a TED Talk?
We don't even know. It's literally a conversation with this nigga. The ticket was like fucking $350.
Well, not with this nigga.
Oh, okay, he's not a nigga, but I do know that, I don't want to sound real insensitive. I'm a super fan of Curb.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker's 79, so I feel like this might be my last chance to get to see him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's in his last stage of life.
You know.
Last 25.
So I'm just like, so
I feel like he hasn't aged, though, in 40 years. He's always been looking... Imagine him looking like something else.
Well, not only that.
And the hair was always right around the edge.
Yeah.
Never good.
He's one of those, like, there's a lot of actors like that that have, like, looked old forever.
Frozen in time.
Yeah, like,
Louis C.K. too.
Forrest Whitaker has looked the same forever.
That's true.
Who else? There's a lot of them. No, but I'm excited, especially because, like,
so you're taking-
Well, I'm late into getting into Curb, so it's literally, like, what I watch on flights. But finding out that he literally goes into a room, says, here's the synopsis, and a lot of them motherfuckers ad-lib. It's not a scripted show.
Yeah.
Not a
lot of it.
It's like an improv.
Yeah.
It's an improv type of situation.
I mean, there was also Larry Sanders. Like, there's a lot that...
Which one's Larry Sanders?
Oh, man.
You're
getting into comedy?
Larry Sanders. Who's that?
You need to go back.
Really?
There's so many comedians. I'll send you a good list that are, like, really cool to know when getting into comedy writing, just like who was before Larry David? What came before this guy? And just the style of shows, stylistically, how they would jump in and out of interviews, like, it's fire. I always kind of thought Larry David was like the one, but I learned that's not it.
Who's your Mount Rushmore?
Of what, comedian?
Yeah. Or top three.
Well, if anyone went on my Instagram, I got invited to this Netflix comedy dinner.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even joking. When I went in there, I didn't know we were able to talk about it or post about it. First person I see when I walk in is Arsenio Hall. Mm. And I was like, ooh, okay, calm down. It was at the president of Netflix house, and I just knew that we were going to see big comedians. The second person I start talking to is this guy that looks familiar, but I can't tell how I know him. It's Sacha Baron Cohen, because Borat is always in disguise.
He might actually be on my Mount Rushmore, but not stand-up,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then start running into more. There's Ali Wong, Bill Hader, fucking Bill Burr. Just the one I did freak out over.
Uh-huh.
Sean Hayes, who is Jack on Will and Grace, was there.
Mm.
Certain people get you.
You know, like an A-lister,
you know how to keep it together.
Yeah.
Ooh, I almost like threw up when I saw him. I was like, just Jack.
Yeah.
But anyway, and it's funny because like now that you do comedy and you do too, it's interesting to talk about this with comedians because no one else cares.
No, they don't give a
fuck. So I'm sitting down at this dinner. There's two rows. There's these like long tapered candles. It's cool as fuck. And it's this Grammy honorary dinner because it was Dave, Wanda Sykes, Trevor Noah, maybe they were up for a comedy album. Everybody, when Martin Lawrence came in, had a reaction like that was their God.
Yeah.
Nobody else.
He's like, so funny.
Dave Chappelle, yes, but like Martin was the one.
Yeah.
It's funny. I just saw a tweet that was like, Martin Lawrence refuses to get in shape for these Bad Boy movies.
He just wants to always, he's another one that kind of always looks like him.
No, he looks like him
all the time.
And it's like, sir, Bad Boys, you about to have to run, okay? I need
but
you
I
to get
in
shape.
Like,
nah, but that's
that
a Will's
guy.
For. That's a Will's
it,
for,
it is,
you know?
It is, because Will
the guy.
Is like, another one.
They're a yin yang.
He is looking great in it.
Will Smith?
Yeah.
And listen, I know he be into entanglement, so hey, Will.
No, it's the ayahuasca, man.
Yeah.
When people find themselves, they just start looking
they glow.
What did he do like 10, 12 times he said in his book?
They all do that shit.
I'll say, I'm not gonna lie. Seeing you and like, mind you were on TV when I was like in middle school.
How old are you?
You have aged really well.
Thank you.
Like, especially to
wait,
be
how
like,
old are you?
I'm 36. But I started when I was 21.
You were on, right. He was on TV. Bitch.
He was 21 when he.
Bro, I was in eighth grade, ninth grade when Jersey Shore.
Not to shade the other ones, but. Were they a lot older than you?
Yes.
A couple. I was the youngest guy. Like, like Mike and Paulie.
They were
like 28,
like
27.
They're like in their 40s now, right?
Yeah.
I've been seeing some of them kind of reinvent themselves. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. No, I mean, I got healthier as I got older. I discovered like working out. And,
not you discovered.
But the G in gym tan laundry is.
I was not that guy. I was always the guy that didn't really work out like they did. They were like the big muscular guys.
I can't remember. I feel like.
I was like more athletic. But now I'm all into like biohacking and like, you know,
what the hell is that?
Like when you like do things to your body and shit, like going in the sauna, doing a ketosis, keto diet.
Is
like,
this on your Raya profile?
Nah. My Raya profile says I'm never going to meet with anyone on this app.
Have you?
I have. I said I'm probably not, which ends up being the best pickup line ever.
Probably not.
Oh my God, we have to.
I'm probably never going to meet with anybody.
I'm not going to lie.
And they all fucking message me. They're like, this is my shot. I'm going to be the one. I'm like, no, you're not. I'm like, you're in fucking Switzerland.
It's giving that you line up to say, well, I didn't lie to you.
Oh yeah. That's so
you're not
true.
Even adding the probably.
I was transparent.
Well,
no, you know what I like? I like when they try to challenge me, and I'm like, you know, all right. So where do you live? And then they never live around me. I'm like, I'm probably not going to meet up with you.
I think I had a line like that. It was something like, "There's no way you know more restaurants in New York than me." Something I had like, or a better restaurant than me.
Are you on Raya?
Or no? I was, okay. But I didn't really have success on Raya because I found that you have you're a celebrity, right? So you've got sort celebrities. Of. Then you've got me, who's like someone that's niche celebrity, right? Like I could walk down the street, 100 people could take a picture with you. 2 will take a picture of me, and they are already gonna. We're gonna know what they look like when they walk up to me, right?
To you,
right?
What do they look like?
They're either gonna be black, mainly women.
Well, I was gonna say, yeah.
If they are taking a picture, generally women. Oh, sometimes black men. They'd be like, "Yo, my bitch loves you." But anyway, when it's a television show, it's everyone, right?
Broad demographic. Jersey Shore, a broad demographic.
It's someone in the middle, mm-hmm. like a me.
Yeah.
Who has a niche, right? And then there's the other person that just somehow is adjacent to all of us. Maybe they do the PR. Maybe they produce something,
yes.
And they act the worst.
Right.
Please.
Right.
Please. The worst. It's like they treat everybody as if they're beneath them.
Yeah.
They've done this and they've done that.
And the photographers too, I feel, are like assholes on Raya.
They are.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
know. Oh, no, Raya got some. That's the thing. I thought there was going to be celebrities on there and shit. I thought there was going to be like girls like I could relate to, you know, but it's all like, it's like all their publicists.
It's only famous guys. And then
yeah, it is famous guys because guys are horny.
Random.
And they'll go on any app, but the celebrity girls, they don't really do that.
Having good luck on Hinge.
I thought it was gonna be with like Lupita Nyong'o.
Damn, you saw Lupita on there? Is she like?
No, I'm saying I heard she was on there, but that's like one in a million.
She's a boy.
Amber Rose too. She was on it for like a minute.
Yeah,
those are like the myths of Raya.
They say that's how Simone Biles met her partner.
Her horrible partner.
Why is he horrible? He is not horrible. That man is fine and a millionaire. Makes
the same that he didn't know who she was. She decorated a
little.
Yeah.
And then he's
not horrible.
He's the catch. Is that what that trend was about?
Yeah. It's not a catch. It's that he was putting her down.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was 100% putting her down. That was an awful thing to say.
Wait, I don't.
Decorated athlete in the world.
And he said like on a podcast or something?
Yeah.
That he didn't know who she was?
On Pivot.
Oh, okay. Was he trying to be endearing like when...
He is an athlete.
He's a football player.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess for an athlete, it's different because I like when girls tell me they don't know who I am.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, you're in it for real.
We wouldn't be like, I don't know.
No, I'm not going to lie. I had someone not tell me he knew who I was until we got on the date. And I was completely turned off.
Ew, that's so crazy.
He sat there and started literally like talking to me.
Yeah.
But like
a fan. Yeah,
no, but then like I was going to a show to support my homegirl Reezy and was like, oh, will Weezy be there? Then was like, wait, you've never dated a white guy ever?
Not even a
Rory? And started talking about other podcasts.
Name dropping like, other podcasts.
I was like, ew. Yuck.
Yeah. So he started like naming like specific episode titles.
Not interested.
And shit.
My worst one was a guy on Riot.
Marie Faustin.
Didn't say he knew who I was. But just kept doing things and saying things that he knew I would like.
Oh, okay.
That was weird.
Wait, so did he know who you were or no?
Yeah, he did. Took me to a French restaurant on the first date, which it's always like a joke that I'm in love with France, blah, blah, blah. While we're on the date, he starts telling me he loves house music and Kate Trinata. He's like, yeah, I'm just one of those black guys. And I'm like, that's something I always say. Like,
I'm different.
I just really want to meet a nigga that has dreads and tattoos. Might smoke weed, but maybe Molly. Like, it's just this theme I make of alternative black men that I'm looking for, right? And I think with you, I can't imagine how much more difficult it is because it's got to be this thing of like, well, I never watched it.
If I ever went on a date with you, I'd show up with one of those hats with the dreads hanging out.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, this is the way I dress.
I met a black girl who told me that you were trying to go on a date with her. She was like, yeah, I was dating someone at the time.
And oh, God, how is this going
to
turn out?
Oh, I can't wait to tell you later. I was like, ooh, for real? You like black girls?
Yes.
Wait, was it a bad thing?
No, she's hot. I'm just saying.
No, but what was the story? Can you say it?
Okay.
Tell you later. I was like, was it bad? I'll cut it out.
And similar TV to you. I was like, actually.
Oh, yeah. I almost date exclusively black women.
What?
Only
tell
black
us more.
Women.
I thought that was Pauly D.
No, we have similar tastes.
As in chocolate or just like.
Yeah. Chocolate. Yeah. But he actually like he's more known for it because he's been with his girl now for like 3 years. A Jamaican girl.
Why black women?
You know, the studies are the rumors are true, you know?
Which is?
Once you go black. You know?
Oh, okay. I was going to say black of the berry, the sweet of the cherry.
That too, they're all true.
You know
all
mean?
The studies are true.
Is it because you like to eat? Do you like that? Do you feel like black women get you more in check? Like, what is it?
No, I just find them really beautiful. And I like thicker, like kind of like slim thicker and shit. So they sometimes they're more have a probability of having curves than like skinny white girls.
Okay.
And then culturally too, like I get along with black people better than like Latinas or something like that. Cause they have curves too. You know what I mean? But like culturally, I don't know. I just like, always gotten along with like black people more.
When you start dating white women in between, what happens?
Is that what?
He'll DM me like a beautiful black girl every day. Only.
Really?
Never white girl. Three?
Like monster asses though. Yeah. Like those are kind of like I'm being funny.
No, but he'll. Those are my National Geographic. Three? But usually.
I never thought about my top three.
You got to think of them.
Juliana.
Of all time. Oh, Juliana Alou. She's Brazilian.
Oh, I know her. We go to the same braider.
Yeah. You kind of have the same like kind of vibe. Yeah. She's like my top. You know, because she's like a little bit of everything. I like those like avatar looking girls, like the tall ones with like the braids and shit.
Yo, when the tall ones with the alien face, those to me are the most beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, but I mean,
they're in New York, but they don't really have ass in New York because they're like runway models.
Oh, yeah. It's
they're not allowed to.
Well, no, you just ain't been up to Dykeman. You ain't been north enough.
But then they're not black, though.
There's a lot of ass up there.
But then they're Dominican.
They are.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he said he don't want black. He want Dominican. Oh, I like that.
No, he said he don't want Dominican.
I know. That's what they be saying. Yeah. I know black. I Dominican. Okay, that's a no for you. So when you start going back or you like date a white girl in between, what do you miss the most?
I don't really date a white girl.
It's not like white girls.
I like a pog. You know what a pog?
Yeah, we know what a pog is.
I like a pog. I feel like there was like a glitch in the Matrix when God made pogs. They were supposed to be black. And then like they just became these blonde girls with blue eyes that are built like fucking crazy.
Uh-huh.
And they
Australia
always like black guys too. They're like in the video. Yeah, what are they called? Snow bunnies?
Well, I mean, I think they mostly like black guys because probably growing up, that's who was most attractive.
Yeah.
White men.
Don't I really like
that?
Even
the very few, when I first moved here, the only white men that would approach me. And when I moved here, a bitch was a thickums, okay? They would approach me and the first thing that they would say was, you only date black guys, don't you? Mm. Like, right. Because of my size.
Mm.
So, I mean, and let's be very clear, when we know that white guys date black women, normally they like, they're really small, really petite, lace wig lifting. There's a certain wig that they wear, like... There's just a certain aesthetic that...
Wait. I thought you said that the black guys would like the white girls with the asses because they like big asses.
They do. So the white men that normally go after black women don't like the curvy ones. Mm-hmm. They like
the white men.
So hearing that from you is
oh, no.
Is
I could send him...
I think it's like a dick size thing.
I could send him a picture of like a beautiful...
Yeah. Put it on the table. She always, fuck it.
Yeah, let's take off our clothes. She always says I'm a black man, right?
No, he's like a black man.
I will say I appreciate that you don't
she's
have
mixed
the wigger.
She's not Asian, just so you know.
Yeah.
She's black and white.
Yeah. Oh, I heard that. Well, I was like trying to just click on everyone's IG.
Yeah.
And I was like, is she? And I'm like clicking.
Wait, you're biracial?
Yeah, my mom's black.
But my 50-50?
Dad, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Which makes her?
My photographer and I thought you were Asian.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everyone thinks I'm an Asian.
Where does that come from?
I don't know.
This is why we need more solo episodes of y'all because
no one's going to listen.
Should we start interviewing them?
No one's going to watch
it. They're coming on horrible decisions. We're interview them on horrible decisions.
Well, she's not. I'm just saying.
I know. We've only got Vinny.
She has to do comedy. I know. I told you you're going to like her.
But people do need to.
And she's biracial and bisexual.
Oh, yeah. You want to be so bad.
She used to be a lesbo.
No, not this whole biracial, bisexuality at all.
Yeah, I was a full lesbian.
I'm saying
all of us.
Are you both bisexual?
Yes. But I'm the gayer one.
Yeah, I'm definitely gayer.
Technically, our outfits aren't representing our gayness.
Oh, yeah, I look like a straight stud today.
Mm. Yeah, you really do.
But I'm going out after this. And I was like, bitch, I'm not wearing heels. It's raining.
Yeah. But she doesn't involve the men. She doesn't mix the men and the women together.
Oh, I was in a... full-blown drama.
Yeah.
Really? I am too jealous. I also honestly, I'll get jealous of the guy for having a penis too.
Sorry.
What?
Like I would get jealous of the guy.
Penis envy. That's a real thing.
Yeah, to like be able to fuck her.
Have you heard of penis envy?
I've heard of like phantom
penis. You know,
you can
buy one. You can definitely buy a penis.
Not the same.
Don't do that.
I don't like strapping.
You can buy a penis.
Yeah, I don't love it either.
I feel like strapping actually is less gay. I know that sounds ridiculous. I know what you mean. But like for pegging,
it has like veins on
and studs. To me, it makes sense. Butch women, right? When they want to strap, I get it because it's like you want to be in that masculinity. When I see two lipstick lesbians with a strap on, I'm like, is this for porn?
Yeah.
It never felt right to me.
I know.
If I don't
exactly
feel pussy, I don't need it.
Well, I've never used a strap on.
What's the definition of penis envy?
What is penis envy?
Yeah, just literally you just want it. Okay, that makes sense.
And also like to the point where you hate men. One of my gay friends started fucking a trans guy who still had their pussy and told me that he kept putting...
Trying to do the math.
Wait, the gay...
He literally was like, what?
Here's the easy way, Vinny.
Yeah.
Transitioned to man. Trans man.
Okay.
Trans man.
So a new man.
That has a pussy.
Who's the gay one though? Is it a girl?
My friend is a gay man.
Okay.
With a big dick.
Uh-huh.
And he was like,
the trans
girl,
man.
Why did this man keep putting my dick up to his pussy when we were fucking? And like trying to see their body with the dick. Uh-huh. He said it was the weirdest shit ever. He knew what the person was doing.
Oh, like use it as like a...
He just said that like
a toy?
The trans person was like holding it and like holding it against their body when he was sitting.
Oh, like what would I look like?
They were sitting on top of each other. Yeah.
Oh,
like
okay.
Making out.
He said, my God.
He's like, it wasn't, she wasn't dirty.
Okay.
He and she and they. It was two he's.
This is confusing.
There's a vagina. That's how we're getting confused. No, I'm vagina with the dick.
I would have fucked this up.
Yeah.
No, okay. So my gay friend who was having sex with a trans man.
Yeah.
Vagina.
It's going to be like that Julia Roberts gif. Oh my.
The trans man was holding his dick against their body to try to see what it would look like.
Yeah.
With the dick.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was using the dick as a model.
Yeah.
To see what it would look like. Okay.
And my friend, the gay man, basically said he would never fuck a trans dude again because he thought that maybe there was some penis envy.
Yeah, penis envy is
that's
so real.
Where the conversation
if I had a threesome
with Vinny, I would get jealous that he gets to fuck her. And then I'd be like, I'm just a woman in the
corner. Oh, you guys have talked about this, huh?
A little bit.
Yeah, he always talks about it. But I would never, never.
I'm into like the biracial. The biracial bisexual baddies. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
You know?
Be cubed. Let's go.
Be cubed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like I, you know, because I have come from, I have a past, you know.
I've not a past.
I've lived.
Well, not you being human. Oh.
I've lived the few, well, I'm more than human. Okay.
I biohack.
Yeah. No, I've lived a few lives. And, you know, like, now that I'm like dating with intention and looking to like settle down and stuff like that, like I've slowed down myself and I'm kind of like a hybrid with it. So I'm kind of like looking for that like hybrid who also, you know, we could like go towards a more conservative life, but still like have fun.
Can we talk about that?
Sure.
So, Mandy and I rarely do podcasts together anymore. I mean, obviously we do our show together, but guest spots.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So I was like, let me check them out and like see what the vibe would be like.
Oh, here we go.
I only click on the Sophia episode because I know Sophia and I really loved your clip about going off on her for being late.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was also like years of her doing that to me. And then the day of the podcast, she showed up a half hour late. It wasn't just like a one-time thing.
She's, oh, for real?
Oh, yeah. Oop. She doesn't answer me. She doesn't. Like, I called her out for all this. Oop. It's fine.
Oh, good. Well, the clip was really good because I feel like people don't do that to each other. They do it by talking to each other.
Yeah.
But long story short.
So you're about to call me out.
And you were talking about how on Raya, I think it was Sophia's episode. You said, I see the doctor and the lawyer and I don't want that.
Oh, yeah.
I need them to just have an influencer job because I need them to support me. And I was like, whoa.
Whoa, support you.
You said support.
I want to support them.
No. You said, I'd rather look for a partner that just can be supportive to me.
Oh, supportive, not financial.
Yes.
Right.
I understand you've got money, but the way you said it made me think, it almost brought a little insecurity out in me because you were like, doctor and lawyer is too busy for me. Now I'm not a doctor or lawyer, but I'm a business owner, right?
You're in it.
And it's like, I feel like men definitely are like, this bitch is on the move too much.
Mm-hmm.
And wealthy men, which women like myself think is their counterpart, don't want you.
Mm-hmm. It's damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah.
Can I respond?
Oh yeah.
Okay. I'm so scared.
I'm so scared. I ain't got nothing to add.
Listen, friends should be able to like have these conversations and not be, you know.
But it's your truth, right?
It's the truth. I don't know. I think that everybody, could I get in trouble for this shit? But I think everybody's looking for a different type of puzzle piece. Like in life, someone's going to be the breadwinner, or maybe there's two breadwinners, or maybe there's, you know, maybe the female is the breadwinner, maybe the male is. I can only speak for myself, right? I'm going to be the breadwinner. I don't have I have the money. Second of all, I don't have the personality to take money from a girl. I just don't. I'm going to always pay for the bill. I'm going to pay for the vacations. I'm going to pay for the bills.
Okay, and now I like you again. Keep going.
Right. You do like that shit. So I'm going to pay for the bills and all that shit. Right. So I'm not looking for a breadwinner. Right. And a breadwinner is going to come with a job and a career and a CEO and all that shit, right? So that's the reason why it doesn't fit into my lifestyle. I have friends, though, that are dudes that would love a doctor. They'd be like, you know, like my friends, like my boys in Staten Island that are like sanitation workers and shit. They would like wife up a doctor in a second. They'd be like, I got money now. I got financial security. I got a girl that works. I don't really like, I want a girl that like works when she wants to. And that's her thing. But once the kids start coming out, she doesn't have to work anymore. And then she can go back to work when she wants to. But I got the majority of it. This is an expensive city and I got the majority of it. You know what I'm saying? But that's no knock on anyone else who has a career.
But the doctor, to be honest, like in terms of money, a doctor makes money. But let's talk New York money, right? Mm-hmm. What's a doctor making? Two something? Or if that?
Yeah.
Fuck no. My friend is a nurse anesthetist and clears 400 easy.
Well, I don't. I know three depends, doctors, and like, they make a little bit under three. So yeah. I mean, maybe as a
and my other
but they
friend,
own their own practice well, I was about to and say, stuff
my,
like
my
that.
Other yeah, maybe literally is married to an ENT, and he's a millionaire.
Is he? So yeah, does he yeah. own his own?
He
practice?
He owns his own practice.
So that's yeah, not yeah, what yeah, we're yeah. talking about. Just
the trade alone doesn't make you. It's just it's like what yeah. you do with the business.
My point is, it's the hundreds of thousands, right? Which again, like crazy money. Is that crazy money? That's not crazy money.
No,
entrepreneurs and millionaires, I mean, excuse me, influencers can be making more than that.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, to me, it's the accomplishment of dating a woman doctor. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we rarely get to see that. And I've always wondered, like, what are men attracted to when they date successful women? Is it the accomplishment? Is it the money? Is it how smart they are? Is it that they're busy and on the move and they don't need them? Like, what is the attraction?
So it would be the accomplishment. But the problem is that you know, that's great, but in reality, she's not just going to be available to me because she has her own practice to worry about. So it's like I'm inspired by her for sure, but I don't know if she'd be my right life partner.
How much availability do you need?
A fair amount. I mean, I'm not looking
that's
for
the thing. Availability, it goes by your schedule. You want someone available when you have free time.
Yeah.
And that's the reality of it.
Like, you want someone available like, when you have free
like,
time.
That's
the
rich guy shit.
Like it's yeah. not,
I want to sleep next to someone at night.
Okay.
That's fair.
That's fair.
That's what I want.
Because what I expect yeah. when I hear that is like, and correct me if I'm wrong, we've heard this. If you can't jump on a plane for a guy, they get angry about it, right? It's mm-hmm. like those are the guys that are yep. like, I have to go here, here, and there. Like I've heard that so many times. Mm-hmm. And actually on the contrary, like the person I'm dating now is an entrepreneur. I love that he could jump on a plane to join me to do shit. Mm-hmm. And I see the flexibility that works for me. And it's making me think, okay, well, if this didn't go well, I could never date a 9-to-5 person again.
Yeah.
Because like knowing you can be up on a Tuesday to do something with me is right. great.
That's what you're looking for to fit into your shit, not the 9-to-5 thing.
But right? saying you wanted an influencer was fucking nuts.
Well, no, I'm thinking of careers that
right.
Have that flexibility and also are my type.
Mm, hello.
You Hot know girl. What I'm saying? The fitness baddies that kind of like, you know, they like are in the gym, they're squatting, they're making like little oat milk.
Oh my God, not the smoothie TikTok.
Yeah, the smoothie. They're making smoothies and shit. I'm like, girl, I got a kitchen for you set up. You make those
okay,
smoothies.
Okay, now can we say something?
You know what I'm
mean?
Saying?
Yeah.
What?
Are they the smartest?
That's what I was just going to say.
Well,
I don't
said
think
he don't want a doctor. He don't want... They don't care if a woman is smart.
But dude, you're about
they
to...
They don't.
No,
girls
I really
go to the gym
don't
are smart.
Knows
girls that go to the gym, they take...
Girls that go to the gym are smart.
Yeah, it takes like... Well, I'm not saying girls that don't go to the gym aren't smart.
I know.
I'm just saying like those fitness... They have heads on their shoulders. They're fucking in the gym. They're making smoothies. You know how much brain power goes matcha. Into making an almond butter smoothie?
Are you kidding me?
No, he...
Nah, but yo, it's
he
like...
He would get bored. He would get bored.
The men are talking. No, I'm kidding. I'm glad you guys are cool. It's like an athlete. Like if someone was an athlete growing up, right, that did like track and shit, they usually have a good head on their shoulders because they know how to wake up every day. They know how to be part of a team. They know, like, I love dating athletes for that reason. They're dedicated. They're disciplined to their craft.
That's true.
So it's like
saying track though. That's a real
My algorithm's crazy, yo. Like they got some baddies that run track.
But it's an individual sport. Unless,
and they're black.
And unless you're doing relay racing though, it's an individual sport.
I don't think it's his type as much.
No, there's like a team. There's a track team.
To really commit
but you
to the
wait, hold on, hold on. Too many conversations.
Yeah.
Now we're looking at each other like he doesn't. keep going.
We were talking about being on track as a team, even though you run it.
You run the race individually.
Okay.
And of course, the team wins based on your individual,
being
like, what you do. But
you're saying you don't have to be a team player.
Oh, yeah. Track, you don't have to.
Squatting in the gym, you don't have to be.
You need to run and beat saying, the it's just next the person.
The structure of
he's being just an like athlete. These hoes that run the Amazon. That's what he's
saying. I like
because the track girls got them high asses. I heard you. I actually feel
two ways about influencers, right? I think on one hand.
Oh, it's not for the clout reason.
I know.
I was just talking about the
profession. I didn't think it was clout. Okay. I didn't even think close to
that. Yeah, because I hate that shit.
I think I'm feeling two ways about influencers, and I hate talking shit about it because mainly women kind of have this job. Yeah. Actually, no, they don't. Dudes are doing this red pill shit now. But it starts to become this personality of theirs, right? Where they can't let the phone go. Every meal you put in your mouth, anything that looks cool, you go on a plane, we got to fucking see everything.
Yeah.
There's no detachment to reality. And I've been having a conversation recently with somebody that I've been working with on storyboarding who's working on this thing about how kids need regression, how the parents of today have to stop giving phones. We got to do text only. We've got to limit screen time. We've got to try to go backwards because everybody's so fucked and they care so much about the internet. I think with influencer culture, because this is our moment of where people make the most money.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is basically just all about therapy. And I definitely encourage everybody to get therapy, even when things are going great. I think it's important to get therapy because sometimes you got to get ahead of it because we're all going to face little challenges in life. You know, I've definitely had my mental health challenges that I'm open about with anxiety and stuff like that. So therapy has helped me drastically through all that stuff. You know, talking to professionals and just having somebody. And the best part about BetterHelp is that you can change your therapist at any time. So if you're not really clicking with somebody, you can, you know, just keep on trying out different therapists until you actually do, because that personal relationship is important. All right. So it's totally flexible like that. And it's online and it's flexible to your own needs too. You could just do it from your house. You could do it around your work schedule, around the kids or whatever you need. So I think it's definitely great. You should definitely, if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, maybe just start with BetterHelp, you know, just start with it because it's right there. You don't have to like go searching your local neighborhood for therapists and everything, which they might be good too. But like I said, now we've like just streamlined the process and it's just right at your desk, at the computer. Help is right there. So never skip therapy day with BetterHelp, okay? That is, I want you to visit betterhelp.com/Vinny and you'll get 10% off your first month, all right? BetterHelp.com/VINNY for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/VINNY. Start your therapy journey today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
I don't know if they have any other skills for life. If these women haven't made a brand, a clothing, or made their own food or whatever they can to make money on the side of a brand deal, do they really know shit? Mm-hmm. What happens if TikTok goes away?
I have so many friends freaking out right now.
Like, think about it.
They can't do anything.
When the internet but what if leaves, they have a nice, you still if, make fucking money.
What if they have a nice husband?
Shit.
But then there's always going to be...
That's what...
But what another not, girl, you know what? I mean? I
feel like no, I'm saying those girls are probably gonna be lover girls and be like wifed up. And then, you know, the goal I think is to become a team with your person and be one.
Not when
what
two,
the fuck's
not,
funny,
not when
yo?
Two becomes one. Come on, Spice Girls.
When,
yeah,
yes, like,
that's,
come on.
That's
now.
The goal. That's the goal. That's my goal.
I get it. Yeah, you got money enough. You want them to be fine and in the gym. That's her job. Yeah. I just find that like the smarter the man, the more difficult it becomes when they start dating that woman.
Yes,
I well, have those men and my friends
have just combined fine with making money. Like they're fine and they like have a business, you know what I mean?
What's the I'm saying, that's why I said there's like two things of TikTok. There's the girl that's like made the business outside of it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's what I mean by when the internet goes away, do they know how to make money?
Yeah.
That to me, if they've created something tangible or something long lasting outside of their profile, that's it.
Yeah. Mm.
That's when
do
you
they need to make money though?
I mean, yeah, they
not
can.
As long as there's men like Vinny.
That's yeah. what I'm saying. The providers, you know.
So are you like a trick? That's what I would call
a
it.
Trick?
Yeah.
Define it.
Like, have you paid for pussy?
A whore? Have I paid for pussy?
Yeah, trick is who's
once or twice.
Okay.
Really?
Once or twice.
What's the most you spent?
$400.
Where were you?
I was at a rub and tug place in Canada. Because Montreal, like the, I think they're like almost legal, like the massage parlors. And she started like giving me like a menu. And she was like, you know, hand jobs like 40, blowjobs like 60. And as soon as she started going increments of $20, I'm like, oh, just give me the work. So I'm like, you don't have to tell me the rest.
Do you know who I am? Do you
guys wait, a blowjob being only $20 more than a hand job is nuts.
It's like they give you a McDonald's menu.
Like, they're like, girl.
What? You get to choose the girl
like
too.
Rush
they come
hour.
They come line up.
It's definitely yeah, rush
that's
hour.
That's some real cheap pussy.
They line up and they're like, yeah.
Well, wait.
It's with a condom on though. Blowjobs with a condom.
It started at 20 and then 40 and then 60.
Yeah, did you get anal?
You said you paid $400. What did you get? What was the like full package hands. That you got?
Multiple you get girls. Like you get like a pretty good massage, a decent massage. Oh, you also pay for the room. Like it's mad cheap. Like it's like this. It's like booking a studio. It's like the nice studio is like you know $60,
uh-huh.
And then there's one with like a bathtub in it. Yeah, it's a la carte. There's one with a bathtub in it that's like $100.
Huh.
So it's small increments. I'm like, just give me the best room.
Hey, all we got to do is get some bitches in here.
Yo, get some fucking whores in here. We're good.
We're soundproofed.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And we got cameras.
I did a special. I did this show called Sex Sells. And basically, I explored sex businesses.
Saw that.
And I worked at a brothel for the day.
It's a brothel, yeah.
That's so what it is. I thought that they would have like set prices. Because I was always watching Cat House when I was younger. I was like, oh, there's got to be a rate. Basically, the way it works, it's 50-50. You can dictate your own price, but you give half to the house. And every girl was like, yeah, I 1,000 is my minimum. I'm like, what about blowjobs? She's like, I just make the blowjob the whole works thing. I'll massage you. I'll do this, that, whatever.
Wait, so blowjobs included in the 1,000?
If that's the
for anything
starter. To walk in the door to this place, uh-huh. You have to expect to spend 1,000. Maybe there's girls that do less, but in their brains, if they're going to spend an hour with you, they need to make 500. And since they split it down the middle, no matter what you do, it's 1,000. So you might as well fuck.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Have you guys had sugar daddies ever?
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Same. Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh my God, look at us. Vinny's our next one.
Yeah.
What's a sugar daddy? What's a sugar daddy?
A trick. That's why we were asking.
That has a broad definition. Is it?
No, just someone. Because
her sugar daddies are like old guys. They'll take a walk with her and give her $1,000.
So what's crazy is I don't have those. I didn't have those.
So a provider boyfriend?
Yeah. You know I had really good looking sugar daddies.
Yeah.
That were like.
But it's like a relationship?
No. We were cool. We was friends and I got money.
Okay.
But I never had to like see all of like I would be able to ask them for money whenever I needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, when I saw them, we had fun and I got more money.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
They were like,
wait, tell us more.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not much more to say. Like, that's what
but they were attractive, though.
Oh, yeah. Because I couldn't do like I tried one. Ugly. There was one that was ugly and I lied. I even told him I didn't suck dick. I'm not doing anything.
Oh my God.
I'm not, I so wasn't gross. Doing anything. I right. hated it.
I got so awful. Turned on at the money.
No, I don't do the math. No, yeah. I'm
just
going to
find something on them. That's hot.
Yeah. I learned this because I did Seeking briefly. I didn't really find any guys.
No, Seeking is awful.
It's weird.
Seeking
arrangement.
Wait, what? What's Seeking? Like
no, good for you for not
yeah,
knowing.
That's
an app?
It's a website. Is it for sugar?
For escorts?
For sugar daddy.
No, sugar daddy.
No.
Okay, if sugar daddies are on it, that means escorts are on it too.
Yeah.
It takes two to tango.
Actually, you know what? He's right. Because I remember I went on a date with a guy that said, oh my God, I'm so glad you're the real deal. There's so many girls that are escorts
That's
here.
True.
So I do understand that. I also was on What's Your Price? That's such a straightforward.
No,
question.
He's just saying.
Wait, if you what the fuck is the difference between an escort and a regular girl that wants money?
That's what I'm saying. I agree. It's the same. Sex work. You're still escort.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You need the TV show next.
I don't know. I'm not in. I'm
so
not.
Wait,
like,
you're Thai or Brazilian? Are those the what other races do you lie
mostly
about?
Mostly Filipino people think I'm Filipino, but Black people really kind of know what's going on. Besides, they
maybe
think
I didn't know.
Okay, never mind.
In person, yes,
yes, yeah. It depends on like I guess the day. I would say
you have a Naomi Osaka look.
What is that?
I had to take she's my
Moana. Oh, is
isn't
that
she
the,
like Blasian?
She's the athlete.
And
she's
is the, she's Japanese? The tennis player. Yeah,
that's how I like that.
Yeah, he loves that. Yeah.
Oh my God. We may be twinsies on this.
Why?
I don't know if these videos pop up for you when the Black girls that speak Japanese and it's like someone's interviewing them, it pops up in the algorithm.
My mind went to porn automatically. I was like, is this a new thing?
Like, I do think Japan is one of the coolest places I've ever been. And
did you in your new show, did you dabble into like the underground sex world of Japan at all?
No, but I got them to take me to Paris. So this season, I believe, will be international that we're
able to. Okay.
You know, you already know how I go.
Because Japanese porn is the craziest.
Oh, hentai. I love it.
Oh,
what's
I want
hentai.
Hentai.
It's like the anime porn.
Oh, no. I'm talking about real fucking Japanese
porn.
Oh,
you mean blurred out news?
Blurred out dicks.
Oh, yeah.
Why do I feel like I'm disrespecting you by now?
I ain't trying to see nothing blurred out if I'm trying to really see some.
Maybe
it makes it hotter for them.
No. Not for me.
Wait, when the dick
the internet blurs it.
No, like, I know. I'm
no,
saying
Japan maybe, blurs it because they still want to like not commit to like porn.
Yeah,
so which is crazy.
But their porn is the craziest because they were oppressed for so many years that now they're like doubling down on how crazy the porn. That's why they have. Well, actually, I was gonna say the squid thing. The squid, I think, because of the blur, they had to get things that emulate dicks.
The tentacles.
And then the tentacles became part of it.
Oh.
Where it goes through the hole, out the mouth, rounds around the
dick. Damn.
I saw tentacle porn where it breastfed a woman.
What? With an octopus.
Oh my God.
They're like aliens or,
But it's not drawn. It's real. She fucks a squid.
No, sorry. It's anime.
No. There's real... There's real squid.
Wait, they have really be fucking squid?
Yeah, it's squid porn. It's squid. Pull up squid porn right now.
You're lying. Wait, it's not AI?
No, it's real squid.
But is that not bestiality?
Wouldn't that feel good on your nipple?
But it's fish, though.
A little squid.
No, it wouldn't.
No one cares about fish. It's
not like from our land.
Yeah.
No, the one thing I will say that kind of made me feel a little nasty. It was 2 weeks I spent there and I kept seeing a bunch of schoolgirl stuff, schoolgirl themed restaurants, schoolgirl themed cafes. They're sitting outside, like almost like a Twin Peaks Hooters vibe, right? The first week I was like, this is disgusting. This is so like, oh my God, like it's making you think about young girls. Week two, I was ready to fuck one.
Me too. I get like that too.
I think they should retire the schoolgirl thing.
Don't be real.
Oh wait.
That's fake. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I want to know if they fucking real octopus.
See the real one.
Nah, they got real ones.
Wait, I'm kidding.
They got real ones. Like,
pull up calamari.
Yeah.
You have seen someone fucking octopus. Like, I know they just
friends,
did that.
My friends, over the years, will send the most absurd porn to each other.
Now,
like,
that's the whitest
two
shit.
Girls, one cup, like all that shit.
They're
just doing it like for the shock value. You know what I'm saying? Like a girl, like a guy golfing into her pussy.
Oh, well, that's kind of funny.
Okay, yeah.
You used to go on E-Fucked. Do you remember that?
What?
That's what I'm saying. So if you
bro,
go
get
on...
get the fuck out of here.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
See, I feel bad.
No.
Bro.
I feel bad for the octopus.
That low-key feels good.
I feel bad.
Out of here. Did you say that looks
that
good?
That low-key... No, I mean, I know it feels good.
No,
you're crazy.
You are disgusting.
Yeah, nah.
I'm
is it
not,
alive?
Bro,
if it's alive, I'm sad.
Bro, this is...
If it's
you
alive...
You made us look it up.
Wait.
You said look it up. If it's alive, I'm sad. That's abuse.
What would you do?
That's abuse.
Yeah.
Well, you
the
can't...
It was a real smart. You ever see my octopus friends?
But also, as a woman, how do you not get bacteria now all up in your stuff?
Yeah, but dicks are gross, too.
Maybe the pH...
Dicks are very gross, too.
Yeah.
But this is really
octopus
gross.
Is cleaner than my dick. No, I'm kidding. Not my dick. A dick.
A dick. No,
I want to wait. But if it's a dead one, that's weirder.
Yeah, I think that's.
Do you guys
weirder.
Let it like you?
What
the guy go from the ass to the pussy?
With this? What?
No.
No.
Okay. We're sex educators.
That's called ATM.
No, that's ass.
Oh, that's ass.
Yeah. ATP.
When they fuck your ass, then your pussy.
No.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You just wouldn't let that happen.
I fuck no. Matter of fact,
I'm going to be absolutely.
Let's go. Let's go.
Because now my ass hurts to put it back in my pussy. Yeah.
You go back and forth. You go back and forth.
I mean, I'm sure there's something that's happened before.
Come on. We're going to take a
wipe it on the sheet now. Let's put it back in my pussy.
Sunday night, my pussy got really tired, right? Because we were on vacation for a week. And I'm like, damn, how much more can we be fucking?
This is the guy you're seeing?
So it's yes. Okay. So at some point, I'm like, okay, you can put it in my ass. So he laughs. He's like, oh, I know you're tired. Because, like, it's so difficult for me, right? So at one point, it slips out and almost goes in the pussy. Oh, I had a heart attack. I was in the bathroom.
From the bacteria standpoint.
Yeah.
Okay.
My greatest fear is a man staying, my pussy was staying. I just feel
But in porn that you see it happen, like, and they're very
well, no, they
clean.
Edit that, though. That's the unfortunate part. Like, they probably do have a break.
No, like, not the porn. I can show you some porn that's going.
Vinny's like, let me
and
say
it's going
you some
in
porn.
Multiple holes of different people, too.
I've actually seen a porn specifically.
Mouth, pussy ass.
Skin Diamond. She was doing a gangbang and this guy took it out of her ass and almost went in her pussy. And I remember laughing. I love finding like a flaw in porn.
Yeah.
She was like, ah, like with a dick in her hand on the other side, like stopped him.
You're like looking for like the continuity.
Yes. Isn't that funny when you start working your film? You're like, where did something go wrong?
Yeah.
I
mean,
always
like
look
you're
for that.
So desensitized.
I've also learned about how cum shots, like a lot of them aren't real. And if the guy can't get there, they basically hold this tube underneath their dick.
I can tell the difference, though. I know my loads.
But you don't know everyone else's loads.
Yeah, you don't know everyone's.
It could be watery.
A load is a load.
No, it's not a load.
Yeah,
a load.
But it goes too far.
No.
You can't recreate it. It's like a BBL. I know you can make it look perfect, but I still
know. But the Pornhub now, I don't know if y'all have seen the advertisements, but they have this pill you can take to make it like be a volume shooter.
Those ads aren't real.
They're not?
No.
Eden is shaking his head. Eden, have you? You've only heard of them.
He's heard of them.
Well, some of the shit works. I started taking a pill to make myself wetter. I was on an antidepressant that kind of fucked up my hormones.
Mm.
Dude, I think I'm ovulating every day right now. Like, this couch is going to be soaked. It's
really
ridiculous.
Oh,
that's why I had sex all week.
I'm going to smell it after.
I haven't had sex since October.
Why?
I don't have it.
You're too busy taking walks, bitch.
Yeah. She's picky.
Get undressed. I'm kidding.
You can use me. You can use me for the dig.
He's
a lot
friend.
Of girls use me. That's aww. My role in society.
We gotta get you in therapy.
Fine.
That's kind of hot. Though.
I'm in therapy.
That's kind of hot.
Yeah. You're a cum dumpster.
Yeah. Whoa.
No.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No. He's dumping
the fucking cum dumpster?
Because they're coming, right?
Yeah. Are they coming?
A cum dumpster. Is
not
they coming?
Not every girl comes.
Wow, that's so honest.
No, not because of me. Not every girl comes in general.
Well, you could get
we were talking
there.
About you.
Nah, some girls don't
you
come.
You come every time?
Yeah, of course.
No, I really appreciate that.
What do you think,
because
semen retention?
The complexity of sex.
The complexity of vaginas.
Do you guys come from sex?
Dicks are easy.
I do. I only come from penetration.
I come from humping their leg after.
How old are you?
24. Oh, okay.
Wait. How
are you going to learn? It ain't going to get good to you about 30.
Yeah. 28, maybe.
How are girls good at sex?
I'm great at sex.
How? I mean, like it's a girls like a just more of a vibe than the mechanics.
Confidence makes you good at
sex.
Guys are in charge of the mechanics.
Women are in charge of like the vibe.
You can fuck back though.
Yeah.
Like throw it back.
No, yeah, like even when I fuck back suck. In missionary.
Yeah, a little bit.
But same. I think it's also like being
like
able
what,
to
like
initiate.
Fuck. Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
yeah.
Nah.
Throwing it back.
Hell yeah.
Throwing it up.
I'd be like, sit down. Wait, throwing up.
No, throwing it up. If I'm in missionary and I fuck
yeah,
this
yeah,
way.
Yeah. You're
that's
fucking.
Another kind of
but like, that's the thing. Initiating sex and just like, even with blowjobs, right? Someone asked me at one of our live shows, because I always say like, I'm the best. Now, I don't know if I'm the best, but it's just most men I've been with have told me that. And I honestly think it's just because I like doing it.
Yeah. Enthusiasm.
Right. If you're excited about it, that's it. Like, you don't have to have the perfect technique. As long as your technique is good enough and you're giving eye contact or looking like you enjoy it.
And it's turning you on.
Yeah.
If you're getting wet from it, then that's like the best thing that a guy wants to experience, you know? Because then you're going to naturally start making little noises. You're going to start like moaning a little bit for yourself, not for him. You know what I mean?
Do you moan, Vinny?
Nah.
You don't moan?
You don't
make any noises?
I mean, I'm not like completely silent. That's fucking weird. I give like a little like Rick Ross grunt once in a while.
For real?
What about a guy that's screaming?
What's your standard dirty talk?
Okay. Now we're getting into a different sector of my life.
When Hannah Brenner was on, he was like, he says, are you okay?
Oh yeah, yeah. I check in and do like a little, you know.
That's how I know you have a big dick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he said exactly. It
didn't I say that on an episode, Mandy? I said if a dude says, "Are you okay during sex?" I know that if like that's a thing. Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's also just becomes like a role play during sex, and whatever that dynamic is between me and the girl, it's always different. I've had girls want to hear different shit from me. I've had girls want to hear about me fucking other girls. I've had girls tell me some hoe stories
during sex. That's hot.
Yeah.
What do they tell you? What's the nastiest shit you've heard?
It's never anything like. I mean, I don't think girls are like naturally as hoey as guys are.
What
so. Naturally?
Oh, they won't tell me that. Like they'll like they might have had like one or two threesomes or something like that. I had one or two threesomes today.
You know? Yeah, so, we're never going to tell you the real number.
Yeah, of course.
So you got to multiply by three. That's what J. Cole said.
That's actually true
for me. Multiply y'all by three. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And divide ours by two. I hope girls start dividing mine by two.
wait, what do you mean divide yours by two?
This is like,
you know, they say like a guy's lying about his number. Like girls, well, no, guys are lying. They're over exaggerating it. You guys are under exaggerating it.
When did you have your most sex?
Wait, hold on. We got to fucking go back a second. We're talking. Wait, all right, I'll answer your question. Then we'll go back. My most sex was during 21 to 30.
Okay.
When I was doing my show.
That's way too big of a number.
That's 9 years. That's almost a decade.
That's okay, man.
No, wait. I was crazy. No,
but you just said a decade.
I thought he was going to say, yo, it was that one summer. Like,
what do you think? It was a summer camp?
September. I've
been in my summer camp for fucking a decade.
Like, that one summer camp. I was going crazy.
You just said a decade.
I would say 21 to 30.
Nah.
That's a decade.
My whole face started a century ago.
Jesus Christ, bro.
From being on my show and traveling around the country to be a rock star,
right,
and go to three cities a weekend to party.
Which cities had the best pussy?
Canada.
Oh
yeah,
the whole country.
Wow,
the whole country. Yeah, for sure. I mean, Toronto is good. I've heard that from ballplay. Montreal, because they're like a little European flavor, you know. They speak like three languages and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Girls that speak three languages got good pussy.
What are the languages that would get you the hardest?
I mean, it's not them speaking a language. It's just their, what did you say?
Afrikaans.
African. Yeah. I'm not going to make jokes. Yeah. Look at the clicking.
Yo, I didn't know that was a real thing. Yeah. A fucking music. There's like a genre I like that has the clicking in now.
Imagine a girl starts clicking in bed. That's crazy.
You would love that.
I would
shit.
Get turned on.
Yeah. It's sexier in person. I didn't think I would like it.
Maybe they do that on your balls.
I don't know.
Are you guys like attracted to a lot of guys? Because I think I have that problem where I'll think a guy's hot and then I'm like, I don't
want to. Babe, you're gay.
Yeah. Except it.
You don't know.
You're just a lesbian.
She's gay and just wants to marry a guy.
I think I don't know.
You want the traditionalism.
Yes, I want
the traditionalism because I love femme.
I would love that's my fetish. That's my fantasy, because I would be like, I'll give you that and I'll get turned on that she likes girls.
Yeah, but just because I like girls doesn't mean you get to join all the time.
That's what I don't have to join all the time.
I don't have to join
just
all the
sometimes.
Time. Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
Okay. He doesn't like it. It would be like forcing you. That's not.
I just feel like if you're married,
it has to be a girl that like likes it more than me.
I mean, I do think you could definitely find a dynamic with a guy who would make you happy and be happy with you like being with other women.
Yeah.
But to be honest, throuple to me is gonna be it for you.
Really?
Did you have a could not end it anymore, right?
Mm-mm. I mean, she wanted to have kids and it was kind of getting difficult. She ended up having a kid.
There was a guy in it too.
So it was my girlfriend, and then we brought a guy in. And I honestly think it worked out because her and I were in love first.
Because you guys loved each other first.
Yeah.
And then he kind of
wasn't a guy, just wanted to get pussy.
Right.
On the side.
He also, it's funny because Mandy and I are writing a book right now about, you know, just our lives, et cetera. And in writing about the throuple, I realized a big turn on is that, like, you could tell he already gets pussy, so he wasn't so super thirsty.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's that kind of energy, right? There's the guy who's like, oh my God, I get to fuck two girls. And they're like, right?
Yeah.
And then there's the other one who like fucks girls. It's like chill. It's normal. And this was his first threesome too. Mm. The first time we had sex.
That's hot.
He was still calm. Like he's had a bad bitch before. You know, you want the guy who's like kind of been around the block.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
I don't see him as calm though.
I love a guy with a lot of bodies.
Really?
Yeah.
This is perfect.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
You actually might need that.
That's what all my
a guy with a lot of body.
Because then you could be like a project to make come.
Wait, oh, because he'll make me come?
Because like my, he should be more experienced.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
describing me, Sienna.
You?
Yeah.
Maybe we are.
They're describing me. Okay.
Been around like, the block, but kind of calmed down.
He like wants like a not a hoe.
Maybe you know too much about each other.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't see him like as a sexual being.
All my threesomes have been like that.
Because you're gay. With what, friends on accident?
No. They've been...
When I first met him...
I can't imagine his...
When I first met him, I was like, is he hot?
Yeah.
And then you do kind of have one of those faces.
Yeah.
Wow,
they just called me a six.
No.
Yeah, it's like
you get hotter with time.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Even not he's a grower. Like, he grows
growing. He'll grow on you.
Yeah. You know? Okay, wait. That is not a compliment. Yeah, yeah.
If you were a man that, like, your partner's like, you know, I didn't like him at first, but he grew on me. That means you're a six.
That means you're ugly.
Okay, wait. Now this sounds really bad. Let me fix it.
I'm a fucking French bulldog.
The reality TV star makes you want to like say you're not hot, right? You're like, ooh, he's like a guy from
TV. Yeah. I mean,
but younger you is not as hot as older you. That's what I meant with time.
Honestly, I think younger him is hot because I was just
a stripper. I just did the show Chippendales for like 3 years. Like the stripper male review show.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about it on Horrible Decision.
Yeah.
That whole era of...
But I got like hot. Like I was like really like abs, like face, like everything, you know?
Like
hot.
Face?
Like face.
Like you put it all together. Like, you know, I became a seven. I grew on you less.
Okay, but no.
Also, honestly, like when you're on stage, like with the lights and shit,
it makes you look hot.
Yeah.
But growing on you means you're not like pretty. I don't like pretty.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And I do think on the show that you were on, there were prettier guys, and I hated that.
You would rather be in a girl too. You would rather someone that's like grows on you than is hot at first, and then they.
That guy's hot, and then you're like, I can't find him attractive though, because he's like his personality. You know what I mean? He just doesn't have the swagger.
No, but that hot decline. Yeah. I see that with women so much. Oh,
yeah.
Ooh, it's bad.
I'm like, look, babe, we can only go up from here.
Yeah.
See, that's gonna fuck you up with these influencer girls.
Yeah.
Is he gonna be bad one day?
No, that's why. Like I was saying, I like your fucking road rash that you got going on here. It's real.
Oh, God. You need an intellectual. You're gonna like a professor or something.
I mean, if she's thick and black.
If she's a black thick professor,
African American studies.
Washington D.C.
Yeah,
they are there.
I love D.C.
Yeah.
It's the better.
I'm just not like black in the circles, extra. Like you know what I mean. And you know, like Jersey Shore wasn't like their demo, which is I don't care about that. Like I don't want them to know that, but. I would like to be in their circle. You know what I'm saying?
Like, your black male friends, are they all like industry?
Yeah, they're just like all comedians and shit like that.
You need a good one or two regular.
I need like some Brooklyn guys. You know what's like, crazy? You know what I mean? I got to go to like Essence Festival.
I saw this guy. We were at an event together and I thought he was really, really, really attractive. So attractive. I was like, damn, he fine.
Just white guy? Here.
No, black guy.
Oh, okay.
I've never dated a white guy. But really, really attractive. And I was like, dang, he fine, had dimples, real good looking. I go to ask him what he does for a living. Mm-hmm. And he says comedian. And I literally text my friend and I say, I wish he said bartender at this point.
Right.
Yeah. Comedian is probably the worst.
Really?
That's one of the most.
Wait, really?
Pussy drawing up.
Really?
Fucking careers.
Oh, that's a hot take. That's a hot take.
Swear to God.
I agree. I think that's a hot take.
We can absolutely disagree.
Wait, why do you think so?
First off, to be very clear, I have a lot of friends that are in the circuit of comedy.
Uh-huh.
You were out all night and made $50. Like, true. The struggling artist as a comedian, I think, is probably the toughest.
Mm.
And so to know that you're in your 30s, just starting off your comedy career and you move to the big city, yuck.
It's going to come with a lifestyle.
Not only the lifestyle, you're not going to be able to sleep next to me. You might not even go on stage until 10:30 at night. And then you're coming home and you're telling me you made $75.
Right.
Like,
That's a good point. But I don't think about comedians doing it for that $100 slot.
Well, no, but that's literally what they do. It takes like a long time to make money.
Only like a small percentage.
Make any that's money true. Doing that career. And so if you're in this space and you're really trying to be like
a
big time comedian and that's all your focus on.
She deals with that too, like with dating, because she's out all night, like till
I can't find a guy.
Till like 1 a.m. and shit, you know?
Do you know what comedian makes me think
of? That light's flashing, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm getting like an aneurysm.
Wait, is how is it flashing?
It just started doing that.
Okay.
By the way, I love your studio.
I feel like
I'm
besides the one light fuck up.
Yeah. I feel like I'm doing a podcast like in your house right now.
You have to go to Midtown.
I know, but I hate Midtown.
Yeah, I hate it too. I
like the way it looks. And I like that it has the thing behind it.
We made it look so amazing because it's more expensive and people have more money in Midtown. So
Yeah.
But no, I was gonna say with comedians, maybe it's the LA thing. All the comedy writers that I've been working with, they were all comedians at one point. And I realized like they're semi Elaine for it. Even one of our friends, Alex English, like he's on SNL now.
A stand up comedian is not a comedian writer. If I meet a writer, that's a writer. Mm. I'm talking about
sure,
stand
up comedian hanging out in clubs all
he's
night.
He's literally posting flyers all week.
Yeah.
He is a comedian. Mind you, when he told me he's a comedian, I was like, okay, thinking he was an Instagram comedian.
Right.
No, I go to his page, it's stand up. And I said, you're really a comedian?
It takes a lot of time.
Damn. And I was like, damn, pussy shriveled up.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that women, I think, like a funny man, but the schedule, like, because I'm dealing with that too. Like now I'm like, oh shit, like I got to sacrifice like girls that were like in my rotation. I got to like tell them like, yo, I can't chill tonight, you know, because
I would love a guy I'm going on stage. Humor, but yeah, it's the schedule.
Yeah, it's
the schedule and the money for that schedule.
Yeah.
Doesn't equate.
Yeah.
Math is it math.
And it's the thing of having to do it. Like the closest comedian friend I have, Andrew Schultz and Akeem Woods, I guess, would be my two closest friends that do it. Sometimes I'm just like at a random spot, just felt like walking in. I'm an East Side girl, so I'll pop into places. And Andrew Schultz comes in. I'm like, damn, Angel, why pregnant? But you know, you gotta like
you have
exercise
to do it.
That muscle. What works before you do MSG or go do your stadium shit?
No, that's
like,
their job.
It's like, period, you do have to do this. But from the writing perspective, I've just learned so much about the fact that all of these shows we watch on TVs, like there's a stand-up writer.
Come
that
from the
work.
Writers.
Oh yeah, my God. Yeah, like writers' rooms, being stand-up comedians, like all of that shit.
Everything. Even like food shows, like just like random shit. Like even Jersey Shore, I think, has like a writer back there.
Yeah.
Just like coming up with ideas and shit like that, you know?
I really admire y'all for doing that. Mandy and I do theaters of thousands of people. And for some reason, I always think like, okay, I get up here, but they paid to see me. Mm-hmm. So they're ready to laugh at me.
Yeah.
If no one knew me, am I funny?
Yeah.
Like, that shit is scary.
Yeah.
No, it's a lot.
All right, I think we got to go soon. It's 8. What time is it? I was going to say 18 away. Guys, it's 18:08. 6:08. Sienna got to go do stand up. This was like super fun. I'm glad we did it. And I'm about to be on your podcast.
I know.
I'm scared.
You
but
should be.
Follow
Wait,
horrible.
This is so fun. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
So I know we could like talk for 8 hours. Wow. Horrible decisions.
Type in horror, we pop up.
Yep.
Type in horror, I'll pop up and they'll pop up. And then we'll be good.
So. No one said that, but that
All
was
right.
a good one.
Thanks, guys. I didn't want to stop, but we have to.
No.
Yeah, who's been your best and worst guest?
That's what she said, right?
Who's been your worst guest you've had?
Good rant.
Nobody. Everyone's been great. What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help. And hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.